Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We've got a jam-packed show today. We've got Nate Berg from Nate Berg Guides. He's up in Brainerd Lakes area. He's a longtime friend of mine and a big involvement in the industry. We'll relive some good times and kind of give you some insights on fishing. That'll be kind of cool. We're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. youth fly fishing. We'll get you know who won that. It's a world event, so held in the U.S. this year. So a lot more, as well as those things, coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
Good to be seen, as the saying goes.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to a
good
weekend, hanging out. Except it's yard work this weekend.
It's going to be kind of hot, too.
I know.
Not as bad as Friday, but...
No, a little windy. I was going to go out fishing out to Michigan.
But you got to do what you got to do, man.
Too windy.
Not You'll fun. Be okay.
South wind blowing at 15 to 30 is not good on Lake Michigan. It has a tendency to... disrupt some activities, which is a challenge.
I hear you.
To say the least. So I'm like, you know what? I need to do this because I think I've got 4 or 5 weeks straight that I'll be out there and friends are coming out to have fun. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some stuff done, clean up, and get ready for the last push. And I can't even believe I'm saying this. Towards the end of the summer. I mean, summer obviously carries through till October now for the most part. Nice weather. But
yeah,
you know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, well, I pulled a story today that I thought was pretty doggone cool, and I highlighted it at the head of the show. The U.S. Youth Fly Fishing is an event that's held every year. It's a fly fishing championship. It's called the World Youth Fly Fishing Championship, and it has held now in Idaho Falls, Idaho. That was held just recently. Two guys from Pennsylvania were there that helped anchor the five-member U.S. team that placed first out of 8 teams, including second place Poland. It's the third consecutive year the U.S. has finished on top. This is one of the most beautiful places we've ever fished, said U.S. Northeast coach Joe Clark. And while the rivers were some of the more challenging to wade, the kids did very, very well. And... the five-day competition was held on Hebgen, Sheridan Lakes, Henry Fork of the Snake River, and the Warm and Grays Rivers, located varying in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, where anglers targeted mountain whitefish, rainbow, brown, brook, and cutthroat. Youth anglers practiced fished for a week in advance, which at any competition that I've been involved with, they give you, you know, you're going to have time to figure out what's going on. And... they used both subsurface and surface flies with mandatory barbless hooks. So, you know, they got standards that they have to make.
Yeah,
and, you
right.
know, different pieces and parts. Over the ground of practice, we pretty much narrowed it down to a few flies that we knew worked. But in the actual competition, we came prepared with plans B, C, and D, which is awesome to see that. That's fantastic. The teams also travel with plenty of gear, backups upon backups, noting that a few rods got broken in practice. I don't know whether they were broken in frustration or not, but...
Right.
Every team fished one beat a day for 3 hours. What one beat is considered as a stretch of river is called a beat. The beat, actually, that terminology comes from England, where the traditional fly fishing areas are located, and they often say, and their rules are such that, think of your casting upstream, Ava, mm-hmm. and you're giving that fly a natural presentation. So how that fly is tied, how everything is laid out, you want to have the natural reproduced image of what you think that hatch that's coming up would be. What you cannot do is let it go below across the river, because then it's called what is called a waking fly, meaning it's making a V in the water, and that would attract fish. So once a fish would come across, you have to retrieve and recast that lure. So it's pretty crazy as far mm-hmm. as how that part goes. So they fish a beat 3 hours with a controller and a judge on shore. They keep their fish in the water and walk it to the controller to measure and record. That process repeats over and over again. The team caught 425 fish over more than 15 hours and took the lead early on.
Wow.
That's crazy cool. Yep. After the first day, we knew we had them. We ended up winning by day 4, not day 5. That's how dominant we were. Although the fish were more cooperative than they often are in Pennsylvania, conditions were grueling. The waters out there are nothing like back home, they said, not even a little bit. The fish were looking to eat your bug, and back home they're looking at ways not to eat your bug, and they were able to fish heavier flies. It wasn't the finesse fishing they do out in Pennsylvania. Getting the fish was tough, though. They waded wet-weighted rivers to the point where they were often neck-deep in water and took a lot of tumbles. And the thing you remember, too, is out there, it is a lot of mountain runoff, and that water is not warm by any means. I wet-weighted that before. You said they'd be walking down the river in the deep areas, and they never knew what was going to come next. He said, my shins got bloodied on the Henry's Fork, especially. Seems every time I hooked a fish, that would happen. He said he fell dozens of times in fast water. Typically, fish from a boat was constantly soaked. None of the fish were at the banks. And the lakes were pulling woolly buggers and small damsels. It looks like a brown, or it could be an egg-sucking leech, which is kind of that concept, a bigger, thicker bait. But again, all on fly line. One of these guys said, tournament day started out poorly. His reel broke when he was trying to screw it down to the rod just 7 minutes before the day started on day one. Every second counts, so he had to run and grab another rod. 20 seconds to go. He's trying to calm himself down. And then a fish came right in front of him, rose up right on the water in front of him. He caught it, then two more. So he had 3 fish in the first 3 casts and 58 fish for the session. He placed 6th. And the other gentleman from Pennsylvania took 7th. We were 5 fingers in a fist. We fished the unity and trusted each other. Pretty amazing story, I got to say. When they're done with this, they said, I plan to fish for pike, muskies, and smallmouth bass. He said, it's less stressful and more relaxed. Although, when I'm out here, I'm fishing pretty hard.
Right.
What a crazy, crazy deal. But pretty cool nonetheless. Speaking of pretty cool, we got some cool stuff coming up. Nate Berg, a really good friend of mine. You're going to have some fun with that. And I think you're going to want to stick around. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.